Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is a duplicate tape of Mr. George Liu's interview from an original 90-minute tape to a 60-minute tape.
As a household help.
And two of yours is $60 up to $100.
$60 a month for the two of you, and then $100 a month when you worked for Rhythm Holding.
Mm-hmm.
And at North American?
$16 a week.
$16 a week. Okay.
That's 65 cents an hour.
65 cents. Was that considered average or above average?
Well, when the war first started, that's what everybody gets paid, 65 cents. That's the minimum salary.
Oh, that was the minimum salary?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And how about when you worked later on, when you worked at the chef, where Denny's and ships?
Oh, Denny, I got $175 a week.
Oh, when was that, by the way?
That was about eight, nine years ago.
Oh, I see. And chips?
Chips, I got $2.75 a month.
That was chips was after or before Denny's?
I worked at Chip first, then I worked for Danny, then I went back to Chip again.
Oh, I see.
In other words, they came over Chips and asked me to take over.
Oh, okay. What about your own business? The coffee shop in Culver City, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You had that between 46?
Yeah, around 45, 46.
Until
15 years ago.
Until 15 years ago. Okay. Were there any jobs that you consider were, you know, all Chinese or all American, besides the factory, which was, I guess, all American?
What do you mean?
In other words, around World War II and before, were there any jobs that were open only to the Chinese, or only the Chinese cared to do? And same thing with Americans, were there only jobs where only Americans could work at, and nobody else was allowed?
That I don't know. Because I never went out looking for a job.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. How many families, Chinese families, did you know before the war, roughly?
Well, at that time, I didn't associate with any Chinese family. All I know is my own family, you know,
mm-hmm.
my adopted family.
Mm.
And that's about all, except when I married Mabel, then I know her family.
And you and Mabel didn't have any friends?
Not too much, because we're in another way. When you stick your nose to the grindstone, that's mm-hmm. all you know.
I see. Okay. So you don't, I guess you wouldn't know anything about where the other Chinese people stayed, you know, lived in Los Angeles. Okay. And you don't know of, later on, did you make any Chinese friends? You mentioned a few families.
Well, yeah, because they used to work for me.
Oh,
And that's how I know them.
For your coffee shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't have no family either. They're
single
men.
Yeah. Oh, I see. What do they do with their money after you pay them, do you know? Your employees, Chinese employees?
Mostly go to Chinatown, gamble it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Then how were they able to save any?
They don't.
Sweet. Then how do they live?
They get the free room and board.
Yeah, but don't they have to save up some money for rainy days and for getting married and raising kids?
You see that most of the Chinese men come to this country, all they look after is themselves.
Oh.
They're not worrying about what tomorrow is going to be. But I know this fellow that we know so much, he had over $40,000 to $50,000 in the bank.
Who?
The guy that died. And you know what happened?
Which guy died?
The guy used to work for me, and then he went to San Bernardino, opened a restaurant himself.
Oh.
He saved $40,000 to $50,000.
Do you know how he saved it? He put just cash money away, or did he?
He put it in the bank.
Deposit in the bank. You said most of them just gambled it.
Yeah, he gambled off too.
How did he?
Well, he said most of them, he took out so much for gambling.
I see.
But when he died, somebody took all his money and Zheng Wei was going to have to bury him.
Zheng Wei was going to
have to bury him.
I see.
But he had the money, but somebody took it from him, stole it from him.
Oh, that's true. Do you know about any Chinese who got involved in politics? Did any of your employees get involved in politics here?
No.
Or back in China? Did you ever go back to China?
Not yet. We was going to take around the trip around the world before she turned this way.
When were you going to take a trip?
We was going to take a trip, but she had a stroke, so we can't do it.
What about during the Depression? How were you personally affected?
Personally affected?
Mm-hmm. Did it affect you at all?
Yeah, some, because before the Depression, I went to work for my cousin, and we was taking $2,000 to $3,000 a day in grocery store.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I have to keep on running the truck back and forth to the wholesale house to stack up the shelf.
That was in Phoenix, right?
Yeah. Well, after the crash, the business went maybe $50 a day.
Oh, God.
So that's the time he let me out.
Mm.
I was out of job. I came to Los Angeles. And with my luck, I lost $20 out of my pocket.
You lost it?
Mm-hmm.
You got it stolen?
No, it just dropped out of my pocket.
Oh,
no. I've been back and look for it. That $20 seems $5,000 today.
Yeah. And then what did you do?
Well, what did I do? I've been looking. Then I started looking for a job and everything. Sometimes you can't find no job, so I hang around Chinatown a little bit, gamble a little bit, and went to the gambling house and had my breakfast and lunch.
And dinner. So
they serve you free.
Yeah. So how did you get the money to gamble if you lost your $20?
Oh, I saved a lot of what they call coins.
Oh.
I had about $50 to $100 for Indian half penny. I have to use it all.
Oh.
You know the Indian half pennies?
Half pennies.
Huh?
It's sort of, yeah. They made them a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it worth about $2-$3 a piece today.
Yeah. And you spent it? Though?
Oh, yeah. I spent it all. and then I had commemorative coins.
Mm-hmm.
I used to save those, and I have to spend all that.
How about people in Chinatown? How were they affected by the Depression? What did people do?
I don't know how they do, but they're still gambling.
They were still gambling, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's all they did? Was gamble?
Well, because, you know, what they say, a single fellow, they have nothing else to do.
What about people with families?
People with family, I don't know any of them.
Oh, I see. You didn't run into them in the gambling halls?
No.
I see. Only the single people gambled. And where did they get the money to gamble from?
I don't know.
Did they...
Of course, I could obviously go back to my ex-boss's son. He's a head examiner in New York Life Insurance. I always go, anytime I'm broke, I always go up to his office. He always give me
$5. Oh, I see. Which ex-boss was this?
That American woman that gave me $1 a month.
Oh, the Irish lady. And his son.
He's the son's the chief examiner of New York Life Insurance.
Chief?
Examiner for New York Life Insurance.
Oh, I see.
He had an office downtown.
And even during the Depression?
Yeah, he always gave me $5. Sometimes I get $5 out of him. Sometimes I get $5 out of him every other week. And his mother sometimes gave me $5.
Oh, I see. So how long did it take you to get another job?
I don't quite remember. But then I meet a Chinese boy, and I went to a Chinese. Then he said, I meet a Chinese boy. He said, come on over. We got a Chinese dance. So we went over and have a Chinese dance. He said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. He said, I got a job for you. I said, what kind of job? Chauffeur job. Chauffeur.
Chauffeur, okay.
So I said, a chauffeur job. I never been a chauffeur. He said, can you drive a car? I said, yeah. He said, well, I got a job for you. I said, good. He said, she'll pay you $60 a month. Because they need to lose. That's how I got the job.
Oh, Anita Luce, yeah.
Yeah, he and another Chinese family was working for Dr. Luce, you know, Luce Ross Clinic?
Ross Luce Clinic, yeah.
Well, that's them.
Oh, Anita's husband was...
No, not Anita's husband, Anita's brother.
Excuse me, yeah. Oh,
they both started that during the Depression. They was getting fired $10 from each employee for the Standard Oil Company. No, they care the group insurance,
mm-hmm.
So they all have to pay them.
Oh, I see.
So they at that time there was no Depression to their house.
Oh, when did you start working for
Anita Luce? I don't remember the year. Maybe 38 or 39.
Mm-hmm. And you came back to Los Angeles around what time from Phoenix after the crash? Did you come back right away?
Maybe a week or two afterwards. I came out here.
Mm-hmm. And that was 29.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have a job for...
No, but...
Several years.
No, I always working, but different people.
Oh, odd jobs here and there.
Yeah.
I see. And you didn't start working regularly till about 37.
No, I was 1932. I worked for one useful. I went to Chicago with him.
You went
to Chicago.
With whom?
With a useful.
Oh, to
I used to be his nurse.
Oh,
a male nurse.
Oh, I see. Good heavens. Oh, so, and what else did you do during the Depression?
I'd do anything as long as I get paid.
Yeah?
Yeah, I worked for him till he died.
Oh.
I worked for him and stay in a hotel. We stay in different hotels.
Mm-hmm.
He came out here for vacation. He took so sick, so he hired me as a nurse. He had to give me a morphine injection and all that.
I see. And then you started working. How long were you with Anita Luce?
Well, I worked for her maybe 6 months or a year because till the darn cook started stealing.
Oh.
See, they have a female cook that worked for them for about a year or two.
Uh-huh.
So So, day before she got off, she told me, we used to have a charter car everywhere, even Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ralph goes to stores,
right,
cash and carry.
Yeah.
Well, we got charter car.
Anita did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We got a charter car's Suntec drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Suntec drugstore, got 20 cartons of cigarettes.
You did?
Yeah.
What for?
For the house in Chicago
uh-huh.
companies.
Uh-huh.
So the cook got off next day. She stole the whole 20 carton with her.
Oh.
And then Anita Luce asked me, she said, how come you don't keep cigarettes in the house for my guests?
Mm.
I said, I have. I said, I got 20 carton cigarettes yesterday. She said, where? So we look high and low at the mace room. How could we find it? She already took it to give her friends.
Oh, she wouldn't. So what happened? Did you get in trouble for it?
So next day or so, I got fired.
Oh.
He called me. He called Mr. Emerson. That's her husband.
Emerson. Uh-huh.
So she said to me. We no longer need your service. I said, why? No question asked. So
mm-hmm.
they gave me a 2 weeks pay advance.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. So so I keep this Irish woman's house, you know, they got my phone number over there, see. So she said to me, a month or so later, she called me up. She said, you know Gladys been stealing from us? I said, I don't know. I said, I know. I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got fired instead. No question asked, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So she said, would you want to come back and work for us? I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
So they caught her. They caught her, stole her diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't caught her themselves. The insurance company caught her.
Mm-hmm.
So they put her in jail.
Gladys was, what nationality was she?
English, I think.
Uh-huh.
She was the maid.
Uh-huh, right.
She and her husband. Her husband don't work there. Her husband comes around the house and chisel and eat and steal stuff.
I see.
They park their car in the alley.
I see. Did you feel any hostility towards you in general because of your color?
No, because everybody, especially my kind of job, when you're a housekeeper and everything, all the Chinese is honest.
Mm. What about toward other Chinese? Did you know of any hostility toward other Chinese?
No, I never had hostility for anybody.
No, I don't even know. But the Americans, did the Americans have any hostility toward the Chinese?
Oh yeah, when I used to go to school, they used to call me Teaching Chinaman and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
When I was a kid, I was the only Oriental in that school. It's
oh,
all white
okay.
school.
Uh-huh. Did they beat you up or anything like that?
Oh yeah, they tried to pick a fight with me.
Yeah.
But I was...
Did you have a pigtail and all
no,
that?
No, 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 no. I was too young for that.
Oh.
See, that's before the revolution.
Oh, that's right.
See.
Okay. Okay.
So, when they're this side of the street, I walk across the street, that's all.
Uh-huh.
I don't fight with them.
I see. Did they eventually become your friends, or did they always treat you differently?
Oh, some do, some don't.
See. When did you feel that discrimination or hostility disappeared?
Well, only time the discrimination disappears when you look for a job, that's all. That's only time.
Mm-hmm. Were you being called names later on in life?
No.
Only in grammar school?
Yeah.
I see. And what happened? How did you respond when they call you Ching Chong Chong and all that stuff?
How you respond? You just don't answer them back. It takes two people to fight, you know. If you talk back to them, they'll fight with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Do you think the Chinese have done better or worse than the other ethnic groups in Los Angeles?
Well, of course, the Japanese could do better because their government helped them. The Chinese government doesn't help the Chinese at all.
What about in comparison to the overall, everybody in Los Angeles, the general population?
For what?
Comparing Chinese to the other people in Los Angeles, everybody else in Los Angeles, do you think the Chinese did better or worse?
Well, they're about in the middle.
In the middle, huh?
Yeah, because you see, the Chinese people, Chinese people will not help another Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but they won't.
Mm. Yeah.
But a Jewish will help another Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And the Japanese, you have to tell them the government will help you.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Chinese get no help from nobody.
That's right.
They got to start from the bottom up.
Okay. Did you ever hear anyone compare Chinese to Jews?
Only in business, because they,
yeah.
Only in business they could say.
Yeah, how do they compare them in terms of doing business?
Well, they say the Chinese tighter than the Jew.
Tighter?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean specifically?
What that means specific, that means that the Jew will let the dollar go, but the Chinese won't.
I see.
The Chinese, you know what I mean, the Chinese people, they hang on their money tighter than a Jew.
Uh-huh. Are they better at making money than Jews?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Sure. You can go to a foreign country right now. The Chinese could make it, Jew could make it.
Run that over again?
You can go to another foreign country right now,
uh-huh,
where the Jews and Chinese. The Chinese will make it, but Jew won't make it.
Oh, the Chinese will make it, but the Jews will not.
You see, the Chinese will... If they don't have the business, they can eat a bowl of rice with a little vegetable and a little salt.
Mm-hmm.
The Jew will have his regular meal.
Ah, I see.
See.
Because they don't know how to cut back.
They know how to cut back, but they won't cut back.
Ah.
And the Chinese people will live back at the whatever they do, the cafe or the restaurant or the laundry. They'll live back there, but the Jew will have his own house.
Mm-hmm.
You take Mexico there, you know, during, 1928 or 1929, that they threw all the Chinese out of Mexico, remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Jews make that law, throw them out, because the Jews can't make a living. The Jews got the Mexican government blown all out.
Oh, I see.
Because there's no way they can make a living.
I think we better end.
Okay.
The end of this tape.